Now, Job's going to answer him. This is probably the lengthiest discourse of all that we have here. Then we'll have the second round. This is, you remember, like a game. That is, people in that day enjoyed intellectual discourses. That is, men pitting their minds one against another. Today it's brawn, not brain. And as a result, why, we could liken this that we're coming now to the second round in the fight. Or we could say this is the second inning, if we're talking about baseball. And this is the second half, if we're talking about basketball or football. And whatever it is, why, they're going to go around again. But now, let's listen to Job here, because we're going to be able now to draw some conclusions here that I hope will be of great benefit to us, because that's the purpose of this discourse and the purpose of this book in the Word of God. God has a message here for us. And Job answered and said, "No doubt, but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you." Now, that's a sarcastic statement, friend, and it's a pretty good one, I want to say. Job says, well, you fellows act as if you've got all the answers. You're the people, and wisdom will die with you. But he says, but I have understanding as well as you. They're acting as if Job is a simpleton, and they have all the answers. And he says, I'm not inferior to you, yea, who knoweth not such things as these? Now, these men have not spoken into the situation as it really is. And this is the thing that we will notice as we go on in the discourses. But I think at this point, I ought to call it to your attention so you can watch for it. Because here is something, friends, that's important for us today. In place now of leading Job to self-judgment, they only ministered to a spirit of self-vindication. In other words, they make an attack upon Job, and he comes back and defends himself. And as a result, they actually did not introduce God into the scene. They do not speak of a God of mercy and of grace, but a God of law. And he is a God of law, but he's a God of grace and mercy. And they said some true things, but they didn't give him the truth. They brought in experience and tradition and legality, but they didn't bring in the truth, you see. Now, actually, what is happening is just simply this. When they made their incrimination against this man Job, it caused Job to defend himself. And Job is saying that he's right. And the minute that Job said he's right, we'll come to this later on, that Job, by justifying himself, he's not justifying God, you see. And up to this point, why, it looks as if Job is saying that God is wrong, and God is the one to be criticized. And that's a position a lot of people take today, even a lot of Christian folk. Now, they should have led Job to condemn himself and to vindicate God. And that is something that's very important. Now, we're going to come back to that, because that's going to be the very backbone of all of this. All of these utterances that we have here prove how far Job was from that true brokenness of spirit and humility of mind, which ever flow from being in the divine presence. Now, his friends never got him into that place where he could say, as Paul said, I know that within me, within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, or I am what I am by the grace of God. There are too many Christians today that boast of who they are, what they've done, and actually what they give. It looks as if God is over on the receiving side and not on the giving side. It looks as if they are superior and that God is not superior. My friend, may I say to you that you and I are not witnessing correctly for God. And I don't care how many people you buttonhole and tell them about Jesus. You and I are not witnessing until you and I take the place, a place of where we're condemned and God is vindicated, and God is to be praised, and God is to be honored. Now, this is tremendous in this book. Now, let me move on here in chapter 12. This man Job now, he's a sick man, but I tell you, he's standing up to these men so far. He says, I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just, upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. In other words, he's saying, you fellas, you're in a comfortable position, and you are able to give advice to me, but I'm slipping, I'm falling, and you have no word for me at all. You know, for years, I was a pastor, and I guess the professional enters in. I would go to the hospital, person is sick, maybe dying. I'd pat them on the hand, you know, and I'd say, oh, God will be with you, and I'd pray for them, and I'd say, God will lead you, and then I'd walk out. Then the day came when I went to the hospital, but not to visit anybody, but to lie on that bed myself. And when somebody prayed for me and walked out, I didn't walk out. I stayed there. Now, my friend, I want to say to you, that's a little different position than to be in the other fellow's shoes. Now you're not walking out. You don't even have your shoes on. You're in bed, you're going to be operated on. May I say to you, that's the time that you need somebody to help you and comfort you. And that's what Job is saying all through this chapter here.